And now this is a dictation for Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E, Hendon, H-E-N-D-O-N, July 956. Addresses a letter to Dr. Reiman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 8286-835. Dear Dr. Reiman, follow up for Mr. Hendon. He goes by Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, comes accompanied with wife. He has chronic kidney disease after an acute renal failure episode at the time of severe pancreatitis and complications. Last visit was in February. He has chronic back pain. He believes has not progressed or if anything improved. He has developed, however, significant weight loss that he blames to the use of Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C. However, appetite is also down. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, or dysphagia. He denies diarrhea, blood melena. He has developed a feeling of like a heartburn, thumb burn, sometimes tingling on the abdominal skin, upper area bilateral without radiation, without any skin rash, comes and goes. Sometimes it's quite uncomfortable. Vitamin D and vitamin E has been prescribed. Is not affecting bowel or urine, is not causing any claudication symptoms, there is no other localized discomfort or neuropathy symptoms, denies chest pain palpitation, has a chronic cough from smoking, presently half a pack per day without purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen inhaler or CPAP machine, norphopnea PND, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, short long-acting insulin, Ozempic, cholesterol treatment, the only blood pressure, low pressure, takes vitamin D125 and now vitamin D, high dose, and vitamin E, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today weight 190, previously 216. Blood pressure 102/70 on the left side, no respiratory distress, normal oxygenation on room air 93%. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, distant breath sound from smoking, but no localized RAL consolidation, pleural effusion, palpation of the spine and percussion without any tenderness, thoracic or lumbar area, no flank discomfort, no pericardial rap gallop, no gross abdominal tenderness, ascites, or masses. I don't see a skin rash. There is a prior upper abdomen surgery at the time of pancreas intervention. Does have evidence of peripheral vascular disease, but presently no gangrene, no edema, and no gross focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries in July, creatinine 2.7, which is baseline for many years, GFR of 25, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium phosphorus, secondary hyperparathyroidism with a PTH of 136, a normal white blood cell hemoglobin, chronically low platelets, presently 112. The last CAT scan, abdomen and pelvis, that I can find is from October 2022. Without contrast in that opportunity, the pancreatic calcifications. At that time, there were no masses. He has bilateral kidney stones. Without obstruction. enlargement of the prostate, infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm, at that time 3.3 centimeters. There is vascular calcifications. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, stable through many years without progression, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis. This happened at the time of acute pancreatitis and complications many years back. Next number is smoker COPD, normal oxygenation, no oxygen replacement. Next number, bilateral kidney stones without obstruction. Next number, abdominal aortic aneurysm. Next number, prior bacterial endocarditis without recurrence. Next number, weight loss, however, normal albumin, no anemia. He blames this to medication of Ozempic. Next number, comments, the etiology of this skin, skin sunburn, peeling or tingling is not clear. Those symptoms suggestive of potential nerve disease. He has also chronic back pain, but he believes there are two different discomforts, not related one to the other. Question radiculopathy. If symptoms persist, reassess his lumbar spine and surrounding tissues, pancreas, aorta, to make sure that nothing is causing compression or malignancy. Come back here on the next 6 months, end of dictation.